So we're on Kufzayin Amud Aleph. Okay? And we're up to the Gemara where it says Iskin. Okay?
Alright.
First one lies in Yishar Taira.
Maybe the wrong thing.
Okay. So Iskin Rav Yaakov Minahar Pakud. Natla Bas Riviyasa. Okay.
I'm sure he could tell you a nice story.
So he set up a Natla is a Hirash, he says. It's a Shel Zechuchis Kari Natla. Okay, it's like a kli that's made out of glass. It's called a natla. Okay, v'haisa mutznaas l'sha'er ba'kli shel kol ish v'ish shemisakna litol yada. So they would hide it, or they'd put it in a special place, and people would use it to measure their personal kelim against it. And so they'd make their kelim to dintas naim. So it would be like a model. They kept it, I don't know, on the shul or whatever. You know, they had a special place where they kept it. And it was the model from which everyone designed their kalem. Okay? In order to get the revias. Okay? So that's, what's the name? Rav Yaakov Minar Pakud set that up. Okay? He made one in the shul. It's nice, right? Very nice. Iskin Rav Ashi Behutzal Kuza Bas Reviasa. So in Hutzal, Rav Ashi set up a kuza. Rashi, Shalcheras. Okay, same thing, but instead of being out of glass, he made it out of pottery. Earthenware. Okay? Very nice.
Sounds good.
Okay. So the question is, what's the svar?
Bring up a practical case.
So the question is it just a story? I mean, who cares? I mean, why is he going to tell us this? Is he just telling us a nice story? Very nice. Okay? Yeshkach. But why is the story part of the Gemara? Is it just giving us, like, a historical perspective? Like, Gemara is like, Halacha, Hashkafa, stories. Like, you know, I mean, like, what's. Well, who cares? I mean, why is this. Could we derive anything from this, or just giving us a piece of information? Okay. So just to start things off. So, I was just thinking that when. It strikes me as being a little bit strange, the story. Okay? There's something strange about the story. Something's surprising about the story. Okay? And that is that. You wouldn't necessarily think that the Gedolei Hadar are involved in crafting a kli of this size. Or you wouldn't think that that's the Reisek. I mean, they give shir. You know what I mean? It's not. You just think of that they're involved in teaching Torah. They're teaching Torah. Now, what are they going to teach? They're going to teach give shir that until then needs a revius. And that's the shir. Now, how much is a revius? I don't know. You figure it out. I mean, go whatever revius is. I mean, revius is a measurement. I mean, figure out how much of a revius is. There's the practicalities of it, or tell them a certain amount. Whereas you would argue, or so one may consider, that the Baal Masorah's role is simply is to teach them the abstract of the system. But the practical implementation of the system is up to the people. They have to figure it out. I mean, if they ask a shayla, I mean, whatever. But that's not his responsibility to ensure the practicalities of its implementation. His role is to give a pass on the Masorah. And they'll have to, the old people will work out on their own. If they need a shayla, of course he's going to answer how much it is. But set up like a, this is like a very practical kind of a method, which measure. Is their measure, set up in order to help them deal, to help them implement halacha. But it could be what the Gemara is showing you is that that's also part of the responsibility of Baal Masorah. Is that it's not just responsibility to disseminate the abstract halachos, but the shmira of the system is as much part of the system as the abstract component, and therefore there's bottom sort of responsibility, so to speak, to get down and dirty and to make to start fashioning a kli exactly the right amount so that everyone will practically will be able to carry it out. I mean, that's part of his responsibility. You can't just say they have to figure it out. Instead of them having, in other words, instead of the people, I guess if they didn't have this, the people would have to figure out. They'd have to go to some, experts at measuring, somehow, whoever they are, and start figuring out how much is a revius. I mean, apparently it wasn't like everyone had in their house a measuring cup. Otherwise, you just say, use your measuring cup at home. You know, that plastic, whatever, the glass, the Pyrex, whatever it is. Doesn't seem like they had that. I mean, revius is a measure, and I guess someone knew it. But it's not something which is a dual call. So you might say, look, so the people have to figure out how much it is. You go to the expert, you figure it out. That's not my responsibility. The Baal Masorah is involved in teaching Torah. I'll teach you the halachas. You want to practically implement it, you work out the practical implementation. That's not his job. It's not his job to do. But that's what's showing you. No, it is his job to do. That's you see from this halacha. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara's bringing that teacher showing you halacha. That's part apparently part of the scope of their responsibility in the town. If a Moradasa was mechayiv to do that kind of thing, it reminds me of like you have. I think those charts. You know the matzah charts.
Yeah.
Those colorful charts. I think those are Moshe's. I think he either endorsed them or made them or something like that. You know those sizes. I think that's my impression. They say Moshe's. That's very much Weinstein. Yeah, and the colorful ones. Yeah, the laminated colorful ones. Yeah. So I mean, it could be that's an expression of that. That you see that that's like you know, you think of Moshe Feinstein is just teaching you know giving shir writing all the tshuvas. You know what I mean? But the practical matter is you leave to the lower people. You know what I mean to figure out. But apparently it's saying no. That is he has to. I mean, he's in charge of the upkeep of the system, and that is going to involve both the abstract and the practical. And when it's necessary, he's going to have to get involved in the practical. You know what I mean? I was just wondering another thing is maybe, and I'm not sure about this, but I just thought about it. But that maybe it's actually a kiyum in Srach Truma. Because you see in Tils Yadayim nowadays, the whole institution is an institution which is, so to speak, accustoming Kohanim and preservative. Right? That's the nature of the institution of Tils Yadayim. So you could argue that if a particular detail of Tils Yadayim is in danger, you know what I mean? So, namely the matter of Revius, exactly what Revius is. I mean, it's very nice you know the halacha of Revius, but practically you can't implement it. So then that aspect is in danger. So it could be that that's a kiyum in the institution of Srach Truma, Netilas Yadayim. You know what I mean? That's a kiyum in the very takana of Netilas Yadayim. Because it is preserving the institution of Netilas Yadayim, Kitikuna. Because it's preserving its existence. You know, the fact that people are washing or not washing. But if people are washing with less than revius, then that's not real Netilas Yadayim. So therefore, it could be that that the Mamasura saw that there's the qualitative Srach Truma of accustoming people's Trumas to the fact that they're doing it all together. And that's the Takana. But it could be that a dimension of that is that preserving it Kitikuna. And therefore, if the Mamasura see a failing, so it could be that it's like, the institution of Srach Truma is besides the ordinary mechayev of their practical practical involvement in the system, it could be here a Srach Truma. It's a separate kiyum in the takana of Netilas Yadayim itself to be involved in this. You know what I mean? So it could be that it's because you could ask. I mean, this is halach everywhere. It's not only halach Netilas Yadayim. So you could say, "Yeah, nechanami." But here's what it's teaching. It's bringing it out here. But what I'm saying it could be that there's a unique kiyam here because that's a kiyam in the very takana of Netilas Yadayim itself. Kiyam. I'm saying normally if Baal Masorah does that, if Moshe makes matzah charts, you know, it's a kiyam in Moshe being Baal Masorah. That's part of his responsibility. Baal Masorah. It's not a kiyam in matzah. It's not a kiyam in. I mean, it's just that's part of his role, part of his responsibility. What I'm saying is here, setting up these kalim itself is a kiyam in. In the takana of Netilas Yadayim, because takana of Netilas Yadayim is a takana by Chazal, which has as its nature a preservation of an institution and preventing it from being lost. So therefore, a specific practical takana, which is in line with that, is a kiyam in the very takana of Netilas Yadayim, because takana of Netilas Yadayim is by its nature a preservative institution. Netilas Yadayim l'chulin, I'm talking about. My point here, the main point in this whole thing is that the story, when Gemara is bringing a story, especially in the area of halacha, it's not just Tom telling you a story. I mean, the story is an expression of a halacha, or of a concept in the system. Okay, namely, that, like, for instance, the first way, that Baal Masorah is mechuyev to be involved in these types of things. Or if you say segue, it's a kiyum Srach Truma. But just to tell you a nice story, I mean, that's very nice in a storybook. But it's not necessary to be in the Gemara. I mean, if it's an Agadita, something an Agadita is telling you a story, then it's to learn an idea of imperfection or whatever it is. But this is not part of it. It's not Agadita. I mean, it's telling you about Netilas Yadayim. So who cares? I mean, you just tell stories about, Gedolim stories isn't just a part of Gemara. So what I'm saying is it must be that the story embodies a concept, a kiyam, some halachic point. That was my point, you know? Like, I don't think you just glance over it and say, you first read it, it's very nice. But, I mean, you have to realize, instead of the putting in a Gemara, I mean, you don't just put everything in a Gemara.
And this exactly. Is something which is probably
yeah,
sort of do.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that it says it says both stories, and it's showing, it's not just a case. I mean, in history, it happened one time. Well, this guy happened to think of an idea, but I think it's showing you it's a halacha. I mean, it's based upon a halacha, so it's something that you're going to find the other Bali Masorah doing. It's not an isolated story. I mean, otherwise, you could say his town asked him to do it, you know, whatever. It's some funny thing. But I think it's showing you that it's really like there's a trend here. So the trend, you have to look for a halakhic reason for it. I mean, it's good. Want to look at it. It's pretty, you can look at it. So it says, like, so we're now in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to learn this case a little bit differently than Rashi. Okay, so it says, Iskin Rav Yaakov, Minahar Pakod, not Labas Ravias. Okay? Now he's bothered by Sadak here. He says like this, Af Alpi She'im HaKli Machzig Yoser Hareze Meshubach, even though if a Kli holds more than a Ravias, it's Meshubach.
In terms of the clay.
In terms of Natilas Yadayim, it would seem, or it's about a clay.
Fill it up to the full and therefore having a big shear, or in terms of using
a... Seems to be it's about bigger clay. Even though it's saying if a clay holds more, it's better. I mean, I don't know where he's getting that from, but that's what he held. Maybe there's a Gemara to that in the sort, and maybe that he's just a svar. But he's saying even though it's better to have a bigger clay, right? So what's bothering him? Still, he set up the kli that it should hold the revius exactly. That they know would be known in his ear, and everyone would know the shiur revius. What's he saying factually? I mean, what's bothering him, and how's he explaining it? Here's my question. It sounds like he's saying that is why limit it to Revius? It's a kiyum to do more. So, you know, so something like that. Like, since it's kiyum to do more, why limit it? But let's say according to Rashi, he's saying he had a cup of a Revius as the model. Now, does that mean that every single person is going to have to make exactly a Revius cup? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that this is the minimum. Now, everybody's going to have to use this to measure against. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to make their cups exactly that size. It just means to make the model you want to have is the minimum. And then from there on up, everyone will, if it's a kiyum, so you'll teach everybody it's a kiyum, and they'll make bigger kelim. So what's the problem? I mean, why is that a problem if your model is not meshubach? Huh? The halach of meshubach is not in the model. The halach of meshubach is in the practicality of it, and what you're going to actually use. So what's bothering him? Six shadows here. Okay. I don't think it means that the Havmina was that the model should have been bigger. Because it doesn't make sense. Why should you make a model bigger? Make a model 8 ounces? And then, I mean, the model is that this is what everyone knows. This is the model, and you can make it bigger if you want to. It's not, I mean, he'll say, this is the model, and 4 ounces. And then if you want to be Mafmir, then do bigger. I mean, there's no exact amount of the Meshubach. So set of the models makes, the model only makes sense to do 4 ounces or whatever the shear is. And then beyond that, every person will do whatever they want to do if they want to do it. You know, I mean, what's he doing? He's supposed to force them into the highest level also? I mean, why should he do that? I mean, it's a chumrah. It's always a meshubach. So what, all of a sudden, he's bothered by why don't these Balei Masora force everybody to do the highest level? To do always a meshubach? That's not a derech. I mean, why should they do that? I mean, what's bothering? You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's difficult to see why is he being bothered. But I think he's learning that he's not learning the Gemara the same way as Rashi. You know, as the halacha is when it says that they were misakin. Iskin Raviana in our pocket, not Labas Ravias. So I don't think he means that he made a model. I don't think he's learning that same way. But I think what he's learning is that he made a takana. Like, the question is Iskin. What does Iskin mean? So according to Rashi, Iskin didn't mean, it's no takana. It just means he fashioned. Right, like Iskin, you know. I mean,
how does he learn the words glass and
I don't know.
Rashi put in glass.
No, the Gemara did say. Well, it's not Lo Inkuza. Not Lo Inkuza. Yeah, I don't know. But what I would say is that he means he was misaking that you should use this kli which holds a revius. Well, there's a certain kli, not well. Let's say it's a kli that had a revius. There's a certain kind of kli which held exactly a revius, and he set up a takana. It's takana that the kli should be machzik only revius mitzumtzum. It's not a halacha that he made a model, but he actually made a takana that you're supposed to use. You're supposed to use a revius mitzumtzum, a certain kind of a kli. I guess a metzum, maybe a kuzo and a natlo, or a certain kalim, which held exactly a revius. And he was misakin that this is your washing cup, and he maybe sent them around or whatever, you know. So he set up a halacha that this is what he's supposed to use, mitzumtzum. He should use Rabbi's mitzumtzum. So he's bothered by, is what do you mean by that's against the halacha? Because the halacha is that it's you're supposed to do Hashem Meshuvach. It's a kiyum to do better. So what's he doing here, forcing onto people that they should do Rabbi's mitzumtzum? That's against the kiyum. I mean, he's knocking out the kiyum. I'll show you, and then we get to his answers. But I'll show you why I think it's Lashon. Look at his Lashon. He says, maybe I don't die in his Lashon here, but it says, even though if the Kli holds more, that would be Meshubach. Afilu hachi hiskin Kli shayachzik revias mitzumtzum. He set up a Kli. Now here's the word, shayachzik. That means that it should hold a revias mitzumtzum. Okay? Otherwise, he should have, I mean, I think the grammar is true, is he should have said, hiskin Kli hamachzik. Reviyas Mitzumtzum. He set up a Kli that holds a Reviyas Mitzumtzum. Shayachzik means that it should hold. You know what I mean? That it should hold. So then he's saying is, use Misakein that a Kli should hold a Reviyas. You know what I mean? Words, not only Shayachzik would be appropriate according to Rashi's way. As I always say, it's a Kli which is Machzik. Notice how Machzik. Shayachzik means like that it should hold. Means he set up a Kli, what? That it should hold a Reviyas Mitzumtzum. So everyone will know, it will be known to everybody, what exactly Revius is. Because everyone's going to have bigger cups, and no one's going to know the Shir Revius. So everybody set up, specifically everyone will have Revius, and this way everyone will know. You only use Revius Mitzumtzum, and then everyone will know exactly what Revius is. So then you understand what his question is. His question is this, how does he do that? I mean, how's he denying that? It's a Reza Meshubach. So what's he doing? It sounds like he's killing a Kiyam. What right does he have to do that? And he's answering, no, something. I mean, but that's if they have to explain what's something in Moscow. I mean, I'm saying, I'm reading Pshat differently than the standard way to read it. You know, I think he's not reading Pshat the same way as Rashi. I mean, what's bothering Rabbeinu Yonah is clear. This is a takana. I mean, where do you have such a thing? A takana, don't do a kiyum. That's his takana. Takana, don't do the best thing. Mm-hmm. That's a funny takana, and that's strange halacha. Strange takana that Baal Masorah should make. I mean, it's a kiyam. What's he saying? Don't do it. I mean, it could be out of a uniform. I mean, it could be, why does it not look like this? I mean, it could be, once it's takana, so the takana has to have a tzura to it. So the takana is, everyone should use an atma. Everyone should use a kuzah. I mean, that was a takana. Because it could be, you know, does takana say, use exactly revias? It could be that lacks, and he gave them a specific form to the thing. Use this for clay, which was out there, which held a revias or whatever. Yeah, but the question is, so what's the Havinaskana? What's bothering him, and how's the solution? I mean, it's bothering him, you could say. I mean, you know, it's strange Takana. So maybe his point is that, I mean, it seems the case is that he held. That's the question, how can you do away with the Kiyam, right? But it could be, I mean, practically, why they do this? I mean, it must have been that there was, they would thought that it would be lost. People wouldn't know exactly what Revius is, right? I mean, that's clear. That's what he's saying, is that it's so that everyone will know exactly what Revius is. So the thing is like this, is that if people don't do the Chumrah, so they're lacking Chumrah. Okay, they're lacking the Chumrah. But if people don't know what a Revius is, then they're going to lack Netil Sidayim altogether. Then they're going to lose the institution. So it could be what you can learn a klal from here, is that what he held is that a Chumrah is very nice, but the Halacha has to come first. You know what I mean? And he held that since the halacha was in danger, because if people don't know exactly what a revius is, so then, even if in general they're being machmir, but then, let's say one time they don't have enough, they don't have a big kli, then maybe they'll use a 3-ouncer. They don't really know. Who knows what a revius is anyway? So you don't know how to push the line because no one knows the line. It becomes lost. So what can happen oftentimes is when you're a big machmir, is you lose sight of the halacha. And then, at times, when you can't keep your chumrah, you end up not even doing the halacha. So with Chazal, it seems like the derech Chazal is that you have to know what's halacha and what's a chumrah. And there's a place for a chumrah. And if the chumrah is ever going to jeopardize a halacha, then the halacha has to come first. So what he's saying is that in this instance, he saw that because of everyone's zeal or whatever to do chumrahs and to do bigger kelim, and it's a chumrah, it's true, it's a chumrah. But he saw that there was a danger that people weren't going to know what Revius is, and that could really destroy the institution itself, and could lead to the breakdown of the institution. So it could be that what he's saying is that in order to protect the institution proper, he simply asked the chumrah. And that is apparently that's the bomb. I mean, apparently you have to know the time and place. I mean, apparently there was a danger. He saw that people weren't going to know what Rav Yisrael was, and there was a danger. But apparently is that's what the Rav is saying, is that that's apparently more significant. Even though there's a kiyum, that what has to come first is the, because a kiyum is a kiyum in the institution. So you can't possibly, you can't have a kiyum without the institution itself. So first, what has to come first is the preservation of the institution itself. After that, you can do kiyumim. But if in doing the kiyumim, a Baal Masorah senses the halacha itself is going to be lost, then he's gonna stop saying he can't do it. That's the maskana, right? That's what he's showing. That's the maskana. The havmina is a kiyum. How can you not get a kiyum? I mean, that's what it's showing you. That's what it's showing you. I mean, because you'd say it's a kiyum, it's a kiyum. How could he not get a kiyum? But it's an Azarenius drawing out from here. That's what he's saying. Even though, right? Even though it's a kiyum, that's what he's. What the Rinion is doing is he's drawing out from the Gemara a klal, saying even though that this is the case and it's a kiyum, still he did it. So you can learn the klal. But I mean, people think that. I mean, people would think, how could he say, can stop me from doing a chumrah? Why? Because of that, I'm artist, you know, whatever. I mean, you could argue with that. You know, you say, look, I want to do the best thing, so who cares about it, you know? But you see, that's what it's showing you. It's showing you a klal. I mean, it's a good klal. I mean, I wonder if there are practical examples of it. You know, I'm sure that you'd have things like that, of where because of people's chumras, you end up. It's like a chumra lasa de kula. That's a, you know. Because of that, people lose sight of what real halacha is. You know, I mean, people don't even know anymore. You don't know what the halacha is. You have all these chumras. You know what halacha is. And because of that, you could end up violating halacha because you just don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the real halacha is? I don't know. I just know the chumras.